This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no, we help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Spring is starting at the Home Depot and bringing you everyday low prices so you can wake up your yard this season. Shape up your lawn with top brand outdoor power tools like Ryobi 40-volt mowers that have up to 50 minutes of runtime. Bring in a splash of color with spring blooms and fresh plants from the Home Depot Garden Center. Then refresh your garden beds and keep them clear of weeds with Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for $10, to make your yard feel like new. Start your spring with low prices now through April 2nd, only at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details. Shop now.
Fidelity Active ETFs have the flexibility to shift and transform as markets do the same. So instead of just riding an index, they can seek to outperform it by adapting to market conditions and pursuing new opportunities as they emerge. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Markets can change in real time. Make sure your ETF can too. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. ETFs are subject to market fluctuation and the risks of their underlying investments. ETFs are subject to management fees and other expenses. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Up next, the story of an American innovator and an American artist. We're talking about Steve Jobs. Here to tell the story is Walter Isaacson, the author of the biography of Steve Jobs, among so many others. We'd like to thank the Library of Congress for allowing us to use this audio. Let's get into the story.
It was about 8 years ago that I got a phone call from Steve Jobs. I had known him for the past 20 years, since 1984, when he came to Time magazine to show off that wonderful Macintosh computer. And even back then in 1984, I saw the passion for perfection and also that impatience that was bred into his personality and how those two things were connected. He showed off the Macintosh at Time magazine and how beautiful each icon was, made us use a jeweler's loop to look at the beauty of the pixels, the design, that little off-kilter disk drive that made it look like a smile. But then he told us that our magazine stank. Actually, he used a four-letter word, and he said Newsweek was much better because we had not made him Man of the Year. And I realized then that connection of that passion for perfection and that driving impatience were all part of a seamless system, the way a great Apple product, from the hardware to the software to the content, is part of a seamless system. So when he called me, I was just finishing up Albert Einstein, and Steve said, I want to take a walk with you, and he said, why don't you do my biography next? Now, my first thought was, okay, Ben Franklin, Albert Einstein, you. But the more I thought about it, here's somebody who was the American creation myth, the innovation myth, writ large and writ true. Starting a company in his parents' garage with the kid down the street and turning it into the most valuable company in the history of the planet. And doing so by creating great products that transformed the personal computer industry, the music industry, the publishing industry, the retail store industry, the digital animated movie industry, phone industry, up and down the line, he was transformative. And so what I realized then, especially since he told me, was that he stood at the intersection of beauty and technology. Steve was somebody who really believed that beauty mattered and that success came from making what he called in the 1980s an insanely great product. All of you who've been involved in business or know in creative things know that there's two ways of looking at a business. Steve said, you could focus on making a profit, or you could focus on making a great product. If you focus on making a profit, eventually you're going to cut a few corners. You're not going to make the greatest product you can make. But if you really focus on making the greatest possible product, the most beautiful product, eventually the profits will follow. Plus, you'll make a dent in the universe. You'll be a real artist. You'll have made something special. I remember walking around the neighborhood that he grew up, his childhood home, a tract house in Los Altos, and we were looking at a fence that he had built with his father when Steve was about 8 years old. And Steve told me that I had to come around and look at the back of the fence to see how pretty it was. And he said, when we were building the fence, my father said to me, we have to make the back of this fence just as beautiful as the front of the fence. And Steve said, why? Nobody will ever see it. Nobody will ever know. And his father said to him, yes, but you will know. You will care. And the person who has a passion for even the parts unseen is the person who is always going to be a good craftsman and make something right. This I saw over and over again in Jobs' career. For example, when they're launching the Macintosh, that beautiful machine he showed me in 1984, with that wonderful sealed case like an appliance, beautifully designed like a piece of art. But before they shipped it, Steve looked at the circuit board. And he said to the engineers on the team, this circuit board stinks. And they said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's not beautiful. The chips aren't lined up. And the engineer said, well, Steve, this is a sealed appliance. You've made it so nobody can even open the Mac. It's a perfect appliance. Nobody will ever see the circuit board. Nobody will ever know. And Steve said what his father had said to him, which is, yes, but you will know. So they hold up shipping the Macintosh until that circuit board has all the chips lined up beautifully and equally spaced. And when they got it ready, Steve had them all take a whiteboard and sign their names with Stephen P. Jobs, all in lowercase in the middle, to engrave next to the circuit board on the inside of that original Macintosh case, where nobody would ever see it, nobody would ever know, but he said, real artists sign their work. It was that passion for perfection that made him sometimes a strong cup of tea, somebody hard to deal with, somebody could drive people crazy, drive them to distraction, but also drive them to do things they didn't know that they could do. Because when you have that passion for product, even though you might drive people crazy, they become loyal to you, because they're inspired by your vision of making something of beauty.
And you've been listening to Walter Isaacson, the author of Steve Jobs, tell a remarkable story, telling the story of Steve Jobs. And it was his passion for perfection and his impatience, that combination were a part of a seamless system. Isaacson described. The story of Steve Jobs continues here on Our American Story. Lee Habib here, and I'm inviting you to help Our American Story celebrate this country's 250th birthday coming soon. If you want to help inspire countless others to love America like we do and want to help us bring the inspiring and important stories told here about a good and beautiful country, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to Our American Stories. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Any amount helps. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
Spring is starting at the Home Depot and bringing you everyday low prices so you can wake up your yard this season. Shape up your lawn with top brand outdoor power tools like Ryobi 40-volt mowers that have up to 50 minutes of runtime. Bring in a splash of color with spring blooms and fresh plants from the Home Depot Garden Center. Then refresh your garden beds and keep them clear of weeds with Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for $10, to make your yard feel like new. Start your spring with low prices now through April 2nd, only at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details. Shop now.
Fidelity Active ETFs have the flexibility to shift and transform as markets do the same. So instead of just riding an index, they can seek to outperform it by adapting to market conditions and pursuing new opportunities as they emerge. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Markets can change in real time. Make sure your ETF can too. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. ETFs are subject to market fluctuation and the risks of their underlying investments. ETFs are subject to management fees and other expenses. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We're lost. It feels like we're going round in circles. I'm gonna ask that man for directions. Hi there! We're trying to get to the state fairgrounds.
Well, you're gonna take a left at the old oak tree at this here road. Nah, I'm just kidding. Let me get my phone out.
How is there signal out here?
T-Mobile and US Cellular are coming together, so the network out here is huge. We get the same great signal as the city, saving a boatload with benefits. And there's a 5-year price guarantee, too. Okay. Here's the turn.
Actually, can you pull up the way to a T-Mobile store?
America's best network just got bigger. Switch to T-Mobile today and get built-in benefits the other guys leave out, plus our 5-year price guarantee. And now T-Mobile is available in a U.S. cellular store near you. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data second half of 2025. Bigger network. The combination of T-Mobile's and U.S. Cellular's network footprints will enhance the T-Mobile network's coverage. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com for details.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt. From renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year, you can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like ETFs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not an investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosure.
And we return to Our American Stories, and with the story of Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. Telling the story is Walter Isaacson, the author of the official biography of Steve Jobs. Let's return to the story.
Steve could create amazing things by sheer force of will. It started even early on when he and Wozniak were working at Atari, or Steve was working on the night shift at Atari. And at one point, they were supposed to create a game called Breakout, which was a single-player version of Pong. And Steve says to Woz, you got to design the code in 4 days, because we have to get back to the Apple commune for the weekend. They were working on an Apple commune in Oregon, or Steve was, hence the name of the company that they would eventually found. And Woz says to him, I can't do this code in 4 days. It's going to take me a couple of weeks. Steve Jobs had taught himself, even then, to stare without blinking. And he stared at Woz and kept saying, don't be afraid, you can do it. Don't be afraid, you can do it. Woz said it was amazing. After a while, Woz said, I went back to my little cubicle. I stayed up 4 nights in a row, and I was able to write the coding for Breakout. That reality distortion field over and over again was able to help Steve push people to distraction, push them to anger, but push them to do what they thought impossible. Even with the original Macintosh, it took a long time to boot up. It took more than 70 seconds to boot up. It was sort of almost as slow as a Microsoft machine. So Steve said to Larry Kenyon, the engineer, you got to take 10 seconds off the boot up time. Kenyon says, well, Steve, it's, you know, elegant code. I don't think I can do it. Steve said, if you could save a human life, would you do it? Kenyon goes, well, I guess so. So Steve goes to a whiteboard and says, there can be 1 million Macintoshes sold next year. They'll be booted up maybe a couple times a week. If you shave 10 seconds off in the course of a year, you're going to save the equivalent of 100, 130 lifetimes. Then he looked at Kenyon and said, don't be afraid. You can do it. Kenyon said, I went back to work, and within 2 weeks, I had shaved 28 seconds off the boot up time. Over and over again, this happens. I'll just give you one more example, one that I love, which is with the iPhone. That, you know, walking around Georgetown day before yesterday, watching the lines on Wisconsin Avenue blocking traffic for the next iPhone. Why? Because it's a beautiful, magical piece of technology that you love, because it's so insanely well-designed and beautiful. And when Steve started off, one of the things he didn't want was something like this, plastic on the front of the iPhone. He said he wanted a really great, smooth piece of glass that was tough but silky. And the Claves in China that were making the glass for the stores all didn't meet his standards. He kept saying, no, it's got to be better. Finally, somebody said, why don't you call Corning Glass in New York? Maybe they can do it. Steve, being Steve, picks up the phone, calls the switchboard at Corning and says, let me speak to your CEO. Switchboard, being a switchboard, said, we'll take your name and number and have somebody call. Steve slams down the phone, says, typical East Coast bull. And eventually, the head of Corning hears the story. Smart guy. He calls the switchboard at Cupertino at Apple, says, let me speak to your CEO. They say, put your request in writing and fax it to us. Steve hears about it and says, that guy's cool. And they finally have a meeting. So Steve meets with the head of Corning Glass and says, here's what we need. This type of glass, really smooth. The head of Corning says, well, years ago we developed a process, an ion transfer process, that would make a glass like that, and we called it Gorilla Glass, but we never manufactured it. And Steve went through the process with him. And Steve said, that's what I want. I need it. I need this much by September. We're shipping the phone this October. And so the head of Corning said, well, I just told you, we've actually never made that glass before. Now, this is 30 years to the month almost that he did it to Wozniak. I remember sitting, I went up to Corning Glass, sat with Wendell Weeks, a wonderful CEO there, and Wendell Weeks just told me the story. He said it was amazing. The guy sat right across from me and stared at me without blinking. And he said, don't be afraid. You can do it. Eventually, you know, after the meeting, Weeks picked up the phone and called a plant manager of a Corning plant near Lexington, Kentucky, a plant manager he liked, and said, I want you to start right away shifting from making flat screen TV glass to Gorilla Glass. Of course, the plant manager said, well, we don't have that. And basically, Wendell Weeks said to him, he said, I just said, don't be afraid, you can do it. The upshot is, that's why every piece of glass on every iPhone that year and every piece of glass on every iPhone in your pocket and iPad is made by Corning Glass, because Steve had a reality distortion field and got people to do things like that. He also had a passion for beauty, and for him, simplicity was the ultimate sophistication, which was a phrase they used on the first Apple marketing brochure. That, as Einstein would say, simplicity is the key to understanding the way the good Lord created the universe. He believed in simplicity as beauty, just as Newton did, just as Kepler did, just as all great people who try to understand the universe. They understand that simplicity is a way of saying we have not just eliminated stuff, we have gotten to the essence and we understand it. And we can really feel whether it's what a screw does in a particular computer or the way Maxwell's equations deal with the speed of light. There's a true simplicity that is integral, at least in Steve's mind, to beauty. For example, when he's creating the iPod, and what he had done over and over again was not invent totally new things. I can remember having an MP3 music player before the iPod, but they were brain dead. They were junky. They were horrible. You couldn't figure out, how do I put songs in? How do I make a playlist? How do I get to the song, you know, the interface? How do I get to the song I want? Steve said, make it simple. He said, just this simple. 1,000 songs in your pocket, 3 clicks to get to any song. And they said, okay. He said, no manual, no instructions, 3 clicks. So they would show them the different interfaces they were coming up with. And it would have the different ways. He said, well, I can't get to it in 3 clicks. And he'd say, not good enough. And they'd say, well, we need a screen for the title, and we need a screen for the artist, and for the album. He said, no, you don't need all that. 3 clicks, any song. And finally, they come up with this absolutely beautiful, intuitive design, which is that scroll wheel. You get to any song you wanted. As you scrolled longer, it went down faster. It was all simple and intuitive. And he loves it. But he looks at it, and there's a big old button on top. And he says, what the is this? I'll leave out the middle word. They're a little bit scared to answer, but at one point, somebody finally says, Steve, that's the on-off button. Steve nods and says, what the does it do? Now they're a little scared because they know he knows what it does. They finally say, Steve, it turns it on and off. And then he says, why the we need it? And it slowly dawns on him, you don't need that big old button. If you quit using your iPod, it powers down. If you start using it again, it knows to power itself back up. You know, you don't need a big old button to junk it up, to go on off. So they take it off, and that's the sort of understanding of the beauty and the essence of simplicity.
And you've been listening to Walter Isaacson telling the story of Steve Jobs. And he's also the author of the official biography of Jobs as well. He could create amazing things from sheer force of will, Isaacson told us, and created a reality distortion field that drove his engineers to do hard and even unimaginable things. Don't be afraid, he'd say to them after a Vulcan stare. You can do it. And he did this to strangers. He did this to the CEO of Corning. He did it to everybody. And then that passion for beauty, simplicity, was the ultimate sophistication to Jobs. He believed in simplicity as beauty. The story of Steve Jobs here on Our American Stories.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the blue square.
Fidelity Active ETFs have the flexibility to shift and transform as markets do the same. So instead of just riding an index, they can seek to outperform it by adapting to market conditions and pursuing new opportunities as they emerge. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Markets can change in real time. Make sure your ETF can too. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. ETFs are subject to market fluctuation and the risks of their underlying investments. ETFs are subject to management fees and other expenses. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, pet accidents, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.